This week is National Care Leavers Week, and we're going to hear from this young woman. Kerry Slapke grew up in care, and from the age of four lived with foster parents, then lived in a children's home, and then went on to supporting living. And her upbringing has inspired her to support other vulnerable people as a mental health social worker. And you know, only 6% of those in care leave and enter higher education. So Kerry is one of the very, very few to get a master's degree, one of that tiny 6%. So I met her the other day. She's amazing. And I asked Kerry to tell me her story.
So at the age of four, I got taken into care because there was a lot going on in the family. There was drug and alcohol abuse, and it was felt that my parents weren't in a position to look after me. So I got taken into care and went through a host of different placements while I was in care. So I was in foster care for a bit with different families, and then got moved into a residential children's home, which is where there's lots of young people who live in care that live together, and rather than living with a family, the staff that come in and look after you.
How do you feel about the fact that, I mean, now, and we're doing this with hindsight, obviously, because you're grown up now, that your family couldn't take care of you, and that birth family, and you had to separate?
I think when I was very young, it was very bewildering, and I didn't really understand it. And then I hit the teenage phase, and I was quite angry about it and angry with the world. But I think now I'm in a position where I can see that actually me going into care was the best thing for me, because they weren't looking after me, and that my parents were doing the best they could. It's just they weren't in the right place in their life to look after me.
Do you have contact with your birth family at all?
No, because I didn't have contact with them at all while I was in care. I did do the whole getting in contact with them thing on Facebook when I turned 18, but that didn't go great, so I now don't have any contact with them.
How do you feel about the fact, and I've got to ask these personal questions, that you weren't adopted?
I think when I was younger, I wasn't really stable enough in myself to be adopted. I think you have to be in quite a stable place to be adopted and move into a family. I think for me, actually being in care was a really positive thing, especially the residential children's home, because I was with other young people who understood and who had been through similar things. And if I'd been adopted, I wouldn't have had that. So I don't know if I would be who I am today.
You do know that, I'm sure you do, that only, I think, 5 or 6% of kids that are in the care system ever go on to further education, and you're one of that tiny minority. Two questions. Why do you think it is so low to kick off with, that percentage?
I think for me, growing up, I didn't have any role models who were care leavers who'd gone to university. I think because the statistics are the majority of young people kind of end up either in prison or they end up having a child very young, I kind of felt that that was the norm, and that was what I grew up to think was normal. And it wasn't until I actually left school after my GCSEs, and it wasn't until I got a job working in support work where everyone around me kind of were doing their degrees and that was the normal, that I suddenly thought, oh, this is possible, this is something I can do. So I think that normalisation and telling young people that actually you can do it and they believe in you and that they're going to be able to do it is really important.
When you look at you now with these great educational qualifications and how hard you've worked, how do you feel about that academic success that you've enjoyed?
I'm definitely very proud. So I did my degree at university, really struggled second year, hit that wall and felt like quitting, but was lucky enough that I had amazing lecturers around me who supported me and nurtured me in the way that my peers' family were doing. So having that support really helped me, and the fact that I'm now doing a master's with Think Ahead, which is such an amazing programme, I can now sit and think, oh, actually, like, I deserve to be here. Because I think during my degree there was always that feeling of somebody was going to come and tap me on the shoulder and be like, yeah, we've made a mistake, you shouldn't really be here. And it wasn't, I remember the moment at the beginning of third year where I suddenly thought, oh, I'm actually going to get a degree, because until then it felt like I was playing at being a student and that somebody was going to kind of find me out and kick me out.
What are you going to do with your life skills? Because you've got an incredible life story to tell anyway, and that's why you're with me today. What are you going to do with those life skills as well as your academic qualifications?
So I'm now doing a Master's in Social Work through the Think Ahead programme. So that's all about mental health social work. So rather than kind of just being very academic, it's very work-based. I'm already working within a community mental health team. I'm having the opportunity to use my experiences to help other people with mental health problems. And I think the fact that I can really empathise with them is really helping, and the programme's letting me do that.
I shouldn't really throw this one at you, but I'm going to do. The care system, and you just said yourself in that, just earlier in our conversation, is notorious for the lack of success for kids that are in care, and young girls having children very, very young go on to replicate the lifestyle that they were saved from in the first place. A lot of the young men end up in prison. Why is it such a failure at the moment, and can you see any light at the end of the tunnel or any solutions?
I wouldn't say it's a failure as such. I think sometimes the newspapers jump on the bad stories, and certainly I think there is a lot of stories like me who do go on to do great things. I think it's also really important that we give people time. I think sometimes it's seen as if at 18 you're not at university, then you failed in some way. If at 25 you're not married with kids, you failed in some way. And I think for me, certainly when I was 18, I wasn't in a place where I could go to university because I was still sorting out who I was in the world. And so to me, I think we just need to give people time and realise that they are going on to do amazing things. They might just do it a little bit later than their peers.
Is there any solution to that cut-off period? Because when you're 18, the care system say, well, you're an adult now, and one day you're in the care system and the next day you're not. Is there anything that can be done in that on that border area there?
So you do now get support until you're 25 from the care system, and certainly for me that enabled me to engage in higher education. And I think one of the things not a lot of people realise is universities really do support care leavers. I was very lucky that I got a lot of support from my university. So I think, yes, at 18 the support you get changes, but for me it was still there and it's enabled me to go on and do what it is I want to do.
You've done brilliantly, Kerry. Thanks for talking to us. Cheers.
Thank you.